going to be reading out of John 8 this morning. So if that is a reference you want to make, please go there. But I just want to refer to John 8. And there's this very intense conversation that's going on with Jesus and some of the religious leaders in that time. So, but what is very interesting, that out of this very intense conversation comes out some of these catchphrases that we've been using so much in our Christian life. So in verse 32, Jesus says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And how many of us have used that, speaking to a friend, answering questions, that let the truth set you free. But what is very interesting to me is that Jesus actually said something before that. So in a little bit of context, Jesus says, "If you hold to my teachings, the truth will set you free." And I want to encourage us this morning that by holding on to the teachings of Jesus, there's a knowing his teachings, actually researching, learning, and then holding on to his teachings. And that the conversation between him and the religious leaders continue to such a degree where Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." And then Jesus then ends that off and puts us at ease when he says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And that's what I want to encourage us this morning with, that are you still struggling with sin, or are you in relationship with Jesus but just don't feel free? And I want to encourage us and myself, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And I'm confronted with my own life, being previously a slave to sin, accepting Jesus and allowing the Son to free me indeed. But this conversation with the religious leaders have escalated to such a degree that Jesus says, "You are looking for a way to kill me because you have no room for my word." And I'm confronted by that. Have I journeyed from sin to being set free to living a life now where I want to kill the things of Jesus in my life because I have no room for his word? Do I create the necessary space in my daily routine, in my life, to create room for Jesus' word, his teachings, that we need to hold on to for that space in my life? And I want to pray with us this morning to say, "Lord, come and create this space in me. Give me the discipline to create space for your word so that I can hold on to your teachings." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to encourage a community of Christ seekers. But Father, us that have come through this journey of slaves to free, to where, Lord, creating room in our hearts and our lives. Father, please give us the ability and the grace to create room for you. And Father, as we continue our lives, that we will create this room for your word to have impact in our lives. And I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.